Good morning. This is Sunday, April 24th. We are going to look at, very briefly here, Talk 5-2, the second side of Talk 5, which Herb gave, Class 5, in the Beyond Time seminar in Avila Beach, California. He says at one point here something very important. He says, the time you stumbled as a child, the time your parents worried about you, the time you wondered if you'd make it, the time you worried about others, the time you were filled with grief. Go back to all of these. They never happened in your divine self. They never happened in your immortal spiritual self, which is your only self. They happened in the false consciousness that lives in time. And they linger as memory. They are the memory of what never was in reality. You like to talk about them or dwell with them nostalgically. It's just another way of denying the inner Christ. You can't be born again if you're still living in that which never was. Now, he says, this is difficult. We can't do it in 10 minutes. We can point the way. It's a contemplation that you will find very productive. You also find that it brings you to a beautiful state of forgiveness about all the people who allegedly wronged you in the past. You were wronged by a myth, and your resentment was a myth. It wasn't even you there to do the resenting. All of these human foibles, that we find ourselves immersed in at one time or another are all part of the false sense of a life that never was. Because the only life is the perfection of God. And he asks, can you take the whip to these memories? Do you think it's worth the trouble? Are you afraid to overturn the tables and run out the money changers of the past? And that's the question. Can you do it? Will you do it? Will you run out the money changers of the past? No, we can't do it in 10 minutes, but we can practice the contemplation that he's laid out, and we can come to the place where we feel... Well, the other day I was doing something like this, and I thought, you know, when this life ends, I'm not going to do a life review of this human life, because it's not life. I'm not doing it. I'm going to drop this form, stand in my everywhere self, and look for the Christ light. And perhaps visit some friends. But I'm not going to do a life review of a human life, because all the wrongs were a myth. All the resentments were a myth. All the things to be frightened of were a myth. The entire human existence is an existence which never was. And it'll come to you in your way. But if you practice this contemplation, it will lead you to the place where you know the human being has no life in it. The human being is a myth. I've hinted at that over the years. not wanting to scare you too badly. But your human life, from the cradle to the grave, never was. The people that you hated, maybe you took up stones or even a gun. Maybe you just voted them out of office. Maybe you started gossip. Whatever you did never happened. Those people did not exist. You were entertaining concepts while looking dead square at your everywhere self. And what about those you loved? And this is the harder one. If you loved a human being, then you'd loved something that never was. I know it's hard to grapple with. It is for me. My first teacher. I love him even now for how he loved me. And yet, there was no such human being. I was looking at my everywhere self. And that everywhere self was reflecting love back to me. I, the everywhere self, was giving love and receiving love. And the human actors were only mental concepts. Having never had a face-to-face experience of God, I had to entertain these human concepts, or these concepts of humans. Remember in the Consciousness Transformed, at the one of the last chapters, Joel says, "It's not easy to stop seeing human beings, but I finally made it." You see, when you stop seeing human beings, there's no one left to heal. There's only climbing into your everywhere self and resting in that. And so Joel says, "I finally made it." And Herb says, "Can you do it? Do you think it's worth the trouble? Are you afraid to overturn the tables and run out the money changers of the past?" These are questions we have to ask. We have to wrestle with this and say, "Okay, I don't like it, but I know it's true. Something in me says this is the way. And I know it's the way. And even though I have to give up some of my precious memories and drive them out of the temple, in exchange I am given the conscious awareness of an everywhere presence, an everywhere spirit." And so I am not going to review a human life. I am going to see how Christ flowed through and what ramifications it had. And when I'm done, I'm going to ask, where is Joel? You know, his consciousness. All right. At the end here, he says, "Let's contemplate a few more thoughts. You are all your life now." Now, this came to me the way I explained it last week. "Before Abraham was, I am." Now, that's, I don't read that to say, "Before Abraham was, I am." No, because that puts it back in the past. I read it to say, "Before Abraham was, I am right now, all the way back there and beyond." You know, we think of infinity and eternality as going from here forward, as far as we can see and beyond. But in order to be infinite and eternal, it has to go in the other direction too. Before you were born, way back, before Abraham was, and beyond. I am. That I, speaking to you, that I am, is your everywhere self. And then you go forward, on past the end of the world. Maybe it blows up in an exchange of atomic missiles, who knows. But now you're past the end of this planet, the end of the world. Now you're past it. After the end, before Abraham was, I am, and after the end of the world, I am, now. And all of that time, all of those experiences, all of everything that's happened since the beginning, from there all the way past the end, way out into eternity, I am that. And that eye is the eye of you. So, he says, we'll meditate on this point. The only life there is in the universe is my life. And if one of us reaches that realization, it will spread like wildfire among us. The only life in the universe is my life. It is the life of God. It is eternal. Everywhere that my life is, and it's everywhere, only life is. Every appearance of anything other than life is an illusion of the sense mind. Only my life is here. It is the life of God. Now, I was told by my first teacher, Don, that before this world, before Moses, before Noah made an ark, we lived on a planet that was the A planet. It was a planet where people were mostly physical. And then we had a change of consciousness, which is illustrated in getting in the ark, and we arrived at a new planet, a planet called the B planet, which was intellectual. And in this planet we had inventions and creations and artistic designs and psychology and psychiatry and trying to get to the cause of all things and building telescopes to look out into space to try to see our origins. It's all of it is a feeble attempt at finding God, but it's all in the right order. And so said my teacher, we are about to approach a time, or a, let's say, a season, a planet, that's going to be perfectly balanced, half head and half heart. Up until now, it's been just the head. But the heart is the thing that gives you intuition. The heart is the thing that gives you your soul, your creativity, your love. Your heart is the thing that was missing from the mind creation. And so we lived in a creation of mind, but it was supposed to be. It was the B planet. Now we're going to move into the C planet. And he said, I don't know if it's going to be here or on another planet. But we're going to move into a balanced state of consciousness, which is the head and the heart, balanced. not only do you love God, but you know what God is. Not only do you enjoy freedom from a human sense of life, but you know your everywhere self, you see? The heart and the head and the heart, we become complete spiritual beings. And I believe all this work we are doing is for that outcome. We are part of the vanguard. We are part of the movement in consciousness that is going to make it possible so that everyone born after a season will be born into this consciousness of balance of the head and the heart. And so now, all these years later, 50 years later, I think he was right. I really do. Well, I hope you enjoy 5-2 by Herb. I hope you know I love you. And I mean that. Not the human sense of you, but the everywhere self of you, which I feel right now. Thank you.